Hello, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song they've written. Today's guest is G.W. Mercure, and the song he'll be talking about is named The Ashes, or Block Island Ferry. So where would you like to start with this song?
I was recorded in my kitchen. And I don't want to apologize for it being lo-fi. I don't say that to prepare people or to warn them. This is exactly the album I wanted to make. If I had had $2 million to make an album, I wouldn't have wanted anything that sounded any different than this. I've been trying to make this record for going on in about exactly 20 years. I made it over months and months in stolen moments, as the Benedictions were on a long hiatus, and I mixed it myself and mastered it myself, and it's coming soon. I mean, I'm pleased with this song. There's a reason it's the first track on Kitchen Hymns. It's good. It's realized. You know, you get to a point in anything that you do where you develop a good working relationship with your editor, with the editor in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick out and maybe be a little harsh on some things that you did when you were younger or newer at what you're doing. But then you can really acknowledge the things that you've done right on something that has gone right. And I'm pleased with this one. The story behind the Block Island Ferry is that I get sick when I ride on the ferry. The other boats, I guess, not so much. But on the ferry, definitely. And I had to ride that ferry every summer, 3 years in a row. We were doing the Block Island Music Festival. I did it solo twice, and the Benedictions did it once. We had a good slot, and that was a good time. The entire time that I spent, particularly the weekend that the Benedictions did it, I felt like the experience was incomplete. It had to be tied to something else. And this was a few years ago, 2009. But it stayed with me, and I think other songwriters will relate to that, that some experience will stay with you. If symbolic is the right word, but there's a feeling of drifting away from the mainland of Rhode Island, you know, 13 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Rhode Island and the ocean state is that you don't often go to the ocean and be anywhere near the ocean here. In trips down to New Jersey, when you go down to the beach and the next landmass, if you look straight out, the next landmass is Ireland. It kind of makes Rhode Island feel a little bit different. And I wrote a lot of things about that weekend, about that trip, about the Block Island Ferry and going down to the music festival. It was kind of a cathartic experience for all of us because it was such a successful gig. And it was the first time that we really traveled for a gig, and we hadn't been together for very long. And none of it really stuck. You know, as a songwriter, you probably put together, you know, six things that don't work at all and don't go anywhere for a long time, if ever, for every one thing that you can use. And so there's a lot of stuff about staying up all night and, you know, about the show and the people and you know, just what a bonding experience it was and the silly things we did all day with nothing to do but drink. Because they make you get there for like noon for a 10 o'clock show. So... yeah, there's a lot of downtime. And as with most things, and I don't think it's a coincidence, I think it's a way that I try to write, that what a song is about won't really be what it's about. There will be a motive and a refrain and a series, well, not a series, but a set of images. But the song's not really about that.
Yeah, I feel like when I'm writing a song, if the song ends up just being about what I set out to write about it, then the song is probably not very good. Something else has to be in there.
I'm throwing the ashes off of the Block Island Ferry. They whip in the wind up it like they're Mary. Oh, Mary, the secrets they hold, guess it's best that they never get told. Well, the wind and the water are cold. I'm going on back inside to try not to get sick for the rest of the ride.
You referred to the name Mary, and that's probably the most provocative choice in this song for me. And I think that writing quickly, because I usually write the lyrics pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking ahead far enough that I wanted to use the name Mary just in case I wasn't able to continue to find rhymes that worked well with Ferry.
Ah.
Because I understood, you know, that was going to be the motive at the end of each verse. And so I threw that in there as a little insurance policy. But those things, you know, there's something to be said for Carl Jung that I chose Mary, which is my mother's name,
mm-hmm.
and also the obvious mother of Jesus in the Christian story. So that's relevant and telling, I think, for picking out a random name,
mm-hmm.
you know, just in case I needed something that rhymed. Mary is provocative. And even as I was writing the lyrics, I wondered if there was going to be some day down the road that the song would be difficult to play, because I'm 37 and you know, we can't keep our parents forever, and I wondered about that. Mm-hmm. But the song isn't about my mother at all, or about that relationship. I think I would write a very different song if I wrote a song about that. This is a pretty personal song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, I mean, it's something very personal for everybody to deal with, mortality. You know, we're very young, right? 6, 7 years old when we realize that everybody ends, and we're going to end someday, and our parents. And then as adults, we have to deal with, deal with our parents, dying, and you get a little bit older, you know, and you realize it's not all that far away for you. You think about it from time to time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, you hope it's in a war or on horseback as the sheriff or something. But then when you get to be an adult, you're like, well, it's probably going to be the lungs. Probably won't be long. But I think that the writer of the song carried that with him every day.
I'm curious, just from like a kind of a process perspective, when you were writing the song, you started with this sort of Block Island Ferry image, but when you were actually writing it, did you start at the beginning and pretty much move through it, or?
Yeah, well, let me answer by telling you what the process is on just about every song I've written.
All right.
It's a much maligned way of writing songs. I've heard Paul Simon say it's not a good way to write songs to write all the lyrics first, and then put the music together after. And I can understand why some people would think that's not a great way to write songs, because that's kind of like taking a poem and, you know, hitching music up to it. But when I write out the lyrics, they sort of have a melody to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So it's...
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I can write it away from a guitar. I can write in a cafe where I, you know, can't really make that kind of sound. I can write in a notebook, you know, and I know basically how it's supposed to go, and then I just, you know, put the guitar harmonies in after. Sometimes on a song, I'll write, this one has got 5 verses, so I'll use that example. I'll write 5 verses, and then I'll look at them, and I'll decide that the order needs to change
mm-hmm.
to serve the narrative or to serve some other little sparkly trick that I've got going or something. But in this one, it came out just like that. And then sort of massage the words a little bit, you know, see if you can find little references and better rhymes, internal rhymes, alliteration, things like that, in-jokes. I don't think there are any in-jokes in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, the bear that we shared at that fair downtown. That's got some internal rhyme. And then at $6 for domestics, we skipped getting a second round, which I don't know how... in that joke is, but it's kind of an in-joke. I mean, everybody can relate to going to some fair or event where a beer is three times what it would be in just about any bar. And also there were decisions made there to amplify the internal rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Like why it's $6 and not $10 or $5.
Right.
You know, $6 domestic skipped.
Yeah, I think there's a $6. There's like a repeated sibilance in there that's kind of nice. And
yeah, it also the
and also they wouldn't just charge $5. They would charge $6.
$5 at one of those things. Forget it. And also, I mean, that's the very purpose of rhyme anyway, right? Because six makes bucks easier to remember, and bucks makes skipped and domestics. The idea of rhyme, I read this somewhere once, it originated to help poets remember their poems.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of the function, and it's fun, you know. Language is what I do, basically.
Remember that beer that we shared at that fair downtown? At $6 for domestics, we skipped getting a second round. And in the air, that soft autumn cold, bonfire embers popped and rolled. We believed that we'd never get old. Swore we'd leave nothing to bury. Now I'm throwing the ashes off of the Block Island Ferry.
So in the last verse, the narrator gets a call saying that Mary has died and left some bills and a letter. And at the beginning of the song, it says, I'm throwing the ashes off the Block Island Ferry. So it's left a little ambiguous as to exactly what those ashes are. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be cigarette ashes. It could be her ashes. It sort of seems like possibly the letter has been burned without being read. That's one possible reading, I thought. These are all sort of possibilities. So what do you think the ashes are, if you even have an opinion on the matter?
I approach that question this way. If I heard the song, what would my interpretation be? Right? Because I don't want to do the Quentin Tarantino, what's in the briefcase kind of cop-out.
Okay.
Right. If I heard the song objectively from outside of, you know, the experience that I've had with it, what would I think the ashes are? I would take it as the ashes are what they most plainly appear to be in each particular verse. In the first and last verses, they seem to be the product of an urn, cremains. In the middle verses, they're incense or the embers of a bonfire, and then cigarette ashes. Or their songs, or their letters. That's how I would take it.
Okay.
And I can look at it as a listener, because I try to build things that way so that when I perform them, they have the capacity. Doesn't always work out that way, but they have the capacity to mean something different in multiple performances, because I guess I learned that from experience. You just can't feel the same thing on stage every time. Bob Dylan is a good example. I haven't heard very many people talk about how much he used theatrics to be an effective performer. He was very Chaplin-esque when he was young, and when he sings No More Auction Block, for example, I mean, you really buy that he's up there on the auction block. I mean, he sells it, and there's commitment to songs, and then, you know, there's becoming the person who's singing the song. And if you look at Dylan and a lot of the criticism that he's gotten for changing his classic songs so drastically on repeated performances, that theory kind of makes sense, because you can't feel that in 1963 and then feel it again in 2013 and everywhere along the line. I mean, he's changed who the person is that sings those songs. And so I've tried to write like that. You know, nothing like Dylan has achieved, but that's a goal when I go into putting a song together, that there'll be levels there, and I can feel different things when I sing it, so that I don't feel like it's rote, or I'm just reciting.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenny Bruce was like that as well. He never did a bit the same way twice. So all of that is just to reinforce that there are a lot of things in there that I can appreciate as a listener, because I don't intend to see the same song each time. Mm-hmm. So there isn't a fixed songwriter version of the tune that I apply to myself and just keep locked in that position. So as far as the interpretation of what the ashes are in the first and the last verse, to me, they are some loved one, someone very close and maybe become distant that they always knew they'd have to say goodbye to. Maybe not, you know, quite that way.
They called me and told me that you had left me some bills and a letter to me that they found with your will. Oh, Mary, the secrets it holds, guess it's best that they never get told. Well, the wind and the water are cold, I'm going on back inside to try not to get sick for the rest of the ride. And I never liked riding on the Block Island Ferry.
I have not yet heard the arrangement that's going to appear on your album, but is there anything you want to say about the arrangement or how you put that together or anything like that?
Let me see. On the album, that song has two acoustic guitars and bass. And they're both playing rhythm. There's some little guitar harmonies in there, fills, you know, nothing too exciting. There is a threshold. I don't know if threshold is the right word, but there's something in a song that tells me whether it should have some extra guitar parts or extra, you know, some leads. More common is a harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Some songs just really seem like, you know, don't put anything else on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And others, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how to talk about it. It's just kind of a gut feeling. There's like, you know, I don't know, it's sort of the way they move. If they kind of meander a little bit, if they seem to have this kind of trail, I want to put something else, like a harmonica, in there. But then if they seem pretty square, and that doesn't sound very complimentary, but it's hard to explain. It's kind of an abstract thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they seem, you know, like they're kind of square and structured, then I like to just get through them with just the guitar and the voice and just put everything out there. So, yeah, I don't know. It just starts up and gets done, and it's got a little thing in the middle of the verses with a C and a C add 9.
Is there anything you feel like we've missed discussing this?
No, I think I probably said too much.
So I know that this song is going to be on an album that you've got coming out soon called Kitchen Hymns. And as has been discussed, this will be the first song on that album. If people want to hear it or buy it, what should they do? Go to your website?
They can go to ReverbNation/GW Mercure, or they can go to the Facebook page and go to gwmercure.com.
And if people want to find out where you're playing, mostly around Rhode Island, Providence, it seems like.
Facebook and the Reverb Nation site and gwmercure.com.
Great. I'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes. My name's Jacob Haller. My website is music.jwgh.org. You can hear my music and find out my own show dates and things like that there. And you can also find the show notes for Tell Me About Your Song on Tumblr. It's tumblr.com/blog/yoursongpodcast. There's also a Facebook page for it. And, of course, it's on iTunes. If you're not subscribed, you can subscribe to the podcast there, and you can also rate it and leave a review. I hope you will be kind. And so that's about it. So thanks for listening, and now we'll hear the song we've been talking about, G.W. Mercure's The Ashes, or Block Island Ferry.
I'm I'm throwing the ashes off of the Block Island ferry. They whip in the wind a bit like they're merry. Oh, Mary, the secrets they hold, guess it's best that they never get told. Well, the wind and the water are cold. I'm going on back inside to try not to get sick for the rest of the ride. Remember that beer that we shared at that fair downtown? At $6 for domestics, we skipped getting a second round. And in the air, that soft autumn cold, bonfire embers popped and rolled. We believed that we'd never get old. I swore we'd leave nothing to berry. Now I'm throwing the ashes off of the Block Island ferry. The incense left ashes all over my room in the spring, when I'd sit by the window and write songs and sing. All those songs about you and me, well, I burned them just to get free. They never were what their ashes could be. They were just too much to carry. So I threw their ashes off of the Block Island ferry. You smoked your cigarette right down to their ends, like the letters to you that I burned rather than sent. Sonnets, psalms, and haiku, all secrets you already knew. They said things just a little too true. I kept them until I got weary. Then I threw their ashes off of the Block Island ferry. They called me and told me that you had left me some bills and a letter to me that they found with your will. Oh, Mary, the secrets it holds, guess it's best that they never get told. Well, the wind and the water are cold. I'm going on back inside to try not to get sick for the rest of the ride. And I never liked riding on the Block Island ferry. No, I never liked riding on the Block Island ferry. No, I never liked riding on the Block Island ferry.
Well, this is, I will ask a very stupid question.
Good.
Because I can edit that sucker out.